It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. Good morning. I'm Walt Lindela. It's time for our regular active physical therapy update. And joining me on the line right now is Amy Williams, physical therapist assistant with Active Physical Therapy. Good morning.
Good morning.
You have something to talk about with us that I have no idea really what it is, and this is my favorite kind of interview to do. You're talking about something called Graston's technique. What is that?
So basically, the Graston's technique is an instrument-assisted soft tissue massage. So instead of your typical hands-on from the therapist, you're actually going to be using an instrument to get into the tissue layers. Now, this is an evidence-based method of instrument-assisted soft tissue massage. It was developed by a gentleman named Graston, who was an athlete with a knee injury, and he developed the instruments and massage technique to treat them, to treat himself, basically.
What is the benefit with this technique?
So basically, it's a quicker improvement for the outcome for the patient. The patient can feel the abnormal tissue as well as the clinician. So if there's tightness in the tissue, not only does the patient feel it, but the therapist can feel it through that instrument. And it tends to improve their involvement as well as their interest in their treatment. So that actually helps improve that outcome for that patient as well.
We're talking with Amy Williams, who is with Active Physical Therapy, for our regular Active Physical Therapy update, talking about Graston's technique. This sounds kind of challenging. Is there? I hate to ask it this way, but does this hurt?
No, actually, it does not. It's not meant to hurt or be painful. It can be irritating, however, at first. But with continued treatments, the patient will notice improvement in the tissue mobility and the range of motion of that joint that is being restricted. Some athletes do think it needs to hurt or feel a lot of pressure to think it's working, but that's not the case.
Now, this also can be used with athletes and folks that maybe are doing some recovery, I'm sure. Maybe they've had a surgery or something. How can this be, or can it be used on scar tissue?
Yes, it certainly can. Once the scar tissue is what we call mature, we are able to mobilize that with the instrument. We just need to be cautious, of course, depending on the age of the scar, because it is contraindicated on freshly healing wounds.
What are some of the responses that you see? Because I'm assuming you're fairly familiar with this. What are some of the responses that are for the treatment?
So in some cases, some bruising or what we call petechiae can occur. So it can bring little red dots along where the patient was being treated. It can reduce the swelling, and it increases what we call the fascial and muscle mobility, therefore increasing range of motion. It increases oxygen, nutrition, it stimulates blood and lymph flow, which aids in the removing of waste products such as lactic acid.
Okay, now, in terms of these treatments, and not always good for everybody or it doesn't work for everything, are there some reasons why it can fail?
Absolutely. So again, it kind of goes back to that athlete that I mentioned where they feel like if they're not getting enough pressure or anything, the saying is no pain, no gain, and that's absolutely not correct. Just because you may not be feeling that deep pressure doesn't mean it won't work. Single treatment, so while you generally feel better after the first treatment, it can typically take 3 to 4 before the patient really senses some lasting relief.
And this really actually seems like there's got to be sort of an immediacy to it. I mean, I'm just listening to you talk about it, and I'm someone that is a fan of like a massage or at least working a muscle and that deepness of it or whatnot, but that's not necessarily what the case is here. It just is to get these muscles working better, right?
Correct, yes, to elongate that tissue and get rid of those what we call tissue adhesions underneath that superficial layer.
Okay, if you want to find out maybe that someone is certified in the Graston's technique or you want to find out more information about it, what's a good way to do that?
So there is a different way to do this. You can actually go onto the GrastonTechnique.com website, and that will direct you where to go from there. You can click under a patient tab, and it will say learn more and find a provider, so you can definitely go online and look at their actual website themselves. There are, of course, you can always Google it. That's always something people like to do. They kind of like to Google instrument-assisted soft tissue massage, so they are more than welcome to also try to do that as well, just to get a little bit more on what that's like.
Well, it's been a very interesting conversation with you this morning, Amy. I appreciate your time and certainly hope that you'll keep us posted if you have any other updates as well for us.
Certainly, and thank you very much for having me.
Amy Williams, a physical therapist assistant with Active Physical Therapy for a regular Active Physical Therapy update, talking about Graston's technique. If you missed any of that interview, we'll have it at our website at sunny.fm. We'll be sure to link up the Active Physical Therapy website, which is stayactiveup.com. It's Mark and Walt in the Morning on Sunny 101.9.